More than 3 months after the coronavirus started spreading in New York, the greater Rochester region and much of the state continues shedding jobs. This week, we're hearing from a few of the tens of thousands of people who are directly affected by the unemployment crisis locally. Today, an artist explains how she's managing with almost no work. WXXI's Beth Adams reports.
On a warm spring morning, Allison Roberts walks with bare feet to the art box she installed in front of her South Wedge home. It looks like a little library with glass panels on the door and a handle in the shape of a red bird.
I finally had to put a little note up because people kept putting books in it, and I was like, no, just art supplies.
Inside are colorful ribbons, paper, and other things people can use to create something. These are some of the tools of Roberts' trade, one of her trades. She doesn't fit neatly into a single job title or career path. She co-owns a theater-based training company called Impact Interactive. Roberts also runs a studio for artists at the Jewish Community Center. She even poses as a patient in a University of Rochester Medical School training program.
I've always lived this way. I'm also a visual artist, and I sell art when I can. I understand, too, that people don't have the extra income right now, and maybe artwork is not going to be a priority if they need to buy food.
In typical times, such a diverse set of jobs might protect a person from sharp economic declines, but the pandemic wiped out most of Roberts' income. Only her University of Rochester job is still open right now, and that only gives her 2 hours of work every few weeks or so.
But yeah, it sort of feels like right now, I just kind of got nailed from all sides.
Still, she considers herself pretty lucky compared to many people who lost their jobs in the pandemic.
For one thing, there's only two of us. So, you know, I don't have little children that I have to worry about.
Her husband, Eric, is a carpenter. He was getting paid for 30 hours a week because his construction company got emergency funding. Now he's back to work full time. Robert says they had a little savings to carry them through the earliest weeks of her unemployment, and their mortgage company agreed to defer their payments for 3 months. She asked for a break on her vehicle lease, but says the company handling the financing won't help her.
It's this hassle and it's this hypocrisy, I feel like. These huge corporations that have been bailed out and helped make it really hard for people. And it's not right.
Roberts is working to find a way to transfer her training company's sessions to an online format, but there's no guarantee that income stream will reopen anytime soon. She admits training is often the first cost to be cut when businesses are short on money. She says she isn't looking for other work right now because she checks in on her 87-year-old father daily. She says he has health issues, and she's afraid if she goes out in the community to work and she is exposed to COVID-19, he will be too. While the pause in her life created by the pandemic and her unemployment has presented many challenges, it's also been a blessing. Robert's husband is an artist too, and they've been spending more time together creating things.
Emotionally, I think we've gotten closer. And then at the same time, it's also been scary. So it's really interesting. It's been an interesting ride.
She says it makes them think more about how they do spend their time.
It's hard to not get caught in that rat race of working so many jobs in order to make ends meet because just the cost of living is so high and it's expensive to be alive these days.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.